Last week, I talked about an Adopt-a-Barn Cat program from Animal Allies, the Humane Society here in Duluth. I've long been a supporter of Animal Allies, which works tirelessly to find homes for dogs and cats in Duluth. I was floored to discover that they've been adopting out feral cats that cannot be socialized to people with a protected barn or shed. Apparently, the program has been going on for years, though I wasn't aware of it until several people called my attention to a local Fox TV station's news report about it. The online report said nothing about the program being illegal in Duluth because of our cat leash ordinance, but after raising the issue in calls to Animal Allies, I've been assured by the organization that they do not, in fact, adopt out feral cats within city limits. I've also been assured by the organization that only a few cats per year are adopted out through this program. To anyone who cares about birds and the natural environment, that is still too many. A recent study found that every single free-roaming cat kills 23 to 46 birds and 129 to 338 small mammals every year. And these are just national averages. During migration fallouts, something our area has virtually every spring and fall, there can be hundreds of grounded warblers in a swath all along the North Shore and several miles inland, so our unique location as an internationally recognized migration magnet exacerbates the potential bird kill for every single outdoor cat. And most of the barns I'm aware of in the outskirts of Duluth are in habitat where meadowlarks and bobolinks breed. These declining ground nesters and their young are especially vulnerable to cat predation. If we're going to look at cats as unique and valuable individuals, we have the same responsibility to look at each prey animal as a unique and valuable individual, too. If we prefer to look at populations rather than individuals, it's certainly true that mouse numbers usually stay high even with outdoor cats, because mice, at the very bottom of many food chains that include many predators, have exceptionally high reproduction rates. That said, several studies have found that in fields where barn cats prowl, the rodent prey base is often reduced enough to have a harmful effect on native predators such as American kestrels. Songbirds are not at the very bottom of food chains, and because they have far fewer types of predators than mice do, their reproduction rate is much lower. Many of the warblers that breed up here nest only once per season, producing only 4 young per year per pair. The annual mortality for their populations is caused by all the dangers they face on their arduous migration as well as by predation. And thanks to so many human-caused disruptions, including domestic cats, many of our neotropical migrants are declining. Those of us concerned about balanced ecosystems and declining species, of course, have a far greater obligation to protect these rare and declining native wildlife than overpopulated domestic cats that are not part of the natural landscape anywhere in North America. Pepper Green, an employee with Animal Allies who happens to be one of my daughter's close friends, reminded me, quote, "The combination of your work towards introducing leash laws for cats within city limits and Animal Allies' work to reduce the feral cat population and educate pet owners has made Duluth a safer place for cats and for wild birds. I, for one, am very proud to be a part of this accomplishment." I'm proud of that, too. Animal Allies promised to clear up misinformation about their barn cat project on their website and will be re-evaluating the whole project soon. I hope that they can find a better solution for the feral cat situation that doesn't make birds pay the costs for what is fundamentally a human-caused problem. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.